Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. So glad you're here. Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin, Joni, and Kelly. Fall is here. Trees are changing color like maples and sycamores. And the sycamores drop leaves. Do you still rake leaves? We had to do it when we were little. Rake grass and rake leaves. Put the grass and leaves in plastic bags that could be picked up and thrown away. But you know, there's another great way to use those leaves in the compost pile. So Tom and I will discuss the benefits of recycling the plant material and how to have a great compost pile. The second hour is also when you can get your gardening questions answered. You can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So join Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that'll get you there. Our battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has everything you need to take on your to-do list. Shop online, pick up at any of over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Find yours at stihldealers.com. Available participating dealers.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I was driving 75 yesterday to Brandon, and the maples, sweet gums, and sycamores, they're all changing color. We do have a change of seasons here. Maybe not a mountainside of them, but you can see them. Sycamores drop all their leaves, and they are big. A very easy way to recycle them is to put them in your compost pile. It's easy to do, and that compost that you make is black gold for your garden. Tom and I are going to talk about our favorite ways to compost and how you can do it correctly. Thank you for stopping by for this second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of our program by calling 407-916-5400. Probably wait about 15, 20 minutes. And then you can also text us anytime at 23680. I'd like to remind everyone, if you're on Facebook, please go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like the page. And what we do is we post all of the resources that we talk about on the show. We post our plant and garden photographs, and then the nurseries and any of the interview websites that we talk about, we post those too as well, so you can get them. I'll post about the wildflower seeds for if you're interested in it, I'll post that as well. We'd also love to see your garden and flower photographs. You can ask your gardening questions on betterlawn.com and on our Facebook page. So yesterday I was visiting a bromeliad garden in Maitland that I had designed in 2019. It's looking beautiful, very easy care for her. But I was really surprised to find that one of the many sun-loving Neoregalia bromeliads that she has, the ones with the pink and green strap-like leaves, there was a white one coming up. And Tom, I've never seen a white bromeliad before. It's not bleached out. It's creamy white. And so that's called a spore, right? How does that happen?
I would say it's a spore, too. It's where some of the tissue has changed. And the big problem with that is that white doesn't have any chlorophyll. If there's any chlorophyll in it, we have a lot of white or creamy and green leaf plants. But if it's white without any green, can't manufacture as food. So, you know, it could be short-lived, regretfully.
Yeah, no, we're just looking at it and watching it, and we'll see if it produces pups, you know, or if it will bloom. That's going to be interesting to see if it blooms. It looks pretty amazing amongst all these pink and green, and here's this one white one. So it was kind of interesting to that. So
I saw the picture of it there. It really is neat. I love the bromeliads, and there's one community near me where they planted lots of bromeliads. And I guess somebody bought out a nursery or something, and there's just lots of them there. And more communities are start using them, at least on a small basis anyway. And I'm just thinking on the Facebook, maybe we can get that picture of Beverly's aster plant up on there.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah, that'll be great. I'll post that because it's really pretty. And it's just so neat to see something that's native to Florida coming up and popping up on its own. Where did that plant come from? Was it a critter that brought the seeds through? Was it a bird? I wonder how it got in her garden.
Yeah, maybe just blew in. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe blew in, yeah.
Sometimes these things attach to your clothing, and then when you, rustle around in the garden, they come off, and all of a sudden you're planting the seeds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, Tom and Joni, do you guys, have a lot of leaves dropping in your yard during the fall?
You know, what right now Joni's concerned about is the crepe myrtles dropping their leaves.
Yes.
And we have several crepe myrtles, and one right out the window is dropping the leaves, and Joni gets all excited. I keep telling her, it's okay. It's okay.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah. Are they changing color?
These are not changing color. I think they've got some leaf spot, the Cercospora leaf spot on.
Yeah.
But I do see some that are orange and yellow changing right now. So
yeah,
that's going to be good. We also have a sweet gum. Sweet gums have started to drop their leaves. Again, they often have fungal leaf spot when they start to drop.
So
we do. And down the road from us, there used to be a big sycamore tree. When you mentioned sycamore, and the leaves on that would blow all the way down to her house. It was amazing.
And they're big. And I mean, if you get a lot of them in your yard, your grass can start to decline.
Yeah, if you get that heavy covering on them, that's for sure.
So when talking about composting, you know, it's really a really great way to recycle plant material, keeping it on your property, but putting it to good use. You know, composting, Tom, can reduce yard waste by 50 to 75%. And you know that because you have that, you know, your composting collection, your garbage bin, your trash bin every week.
Yes, I do. And it can all be turned into compost, whether you do it or in a lot of the counties do it, and you can go back and pick it up, which is kind of neat.
And it's, what's good about it is it's just beneficial all the way around, because it, you can cut down on your pesticide and fertilizer use a little bit, not a lot, but maybe a little bit. And then you can also reduce your outdoor water by adding, you know, by 30%, because it adds more nutrients and organic material to the soil that holds on to the moisture. So you don't have to water as much. It doesn't dry out as quickly. So there's different styles of composting. There's a standard backyard composting, which we posted the picture of our compost bin on Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook. There's also windrow composting. Have you ever heard of that, Tom?
You know, I have. I have not practiced it, but I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. You need a lot of large property, but you, it's collected by an entire community, usually government departments, you know, places that have, like, the school cafeteria. They'll put it all into one big row, and they'll have individual rows of compost, and they just keep turning it. And then there's also the vermicomposting, which is using worms. That's very popular. And then also in-vessel composting, which you put it into a drum or a silo or a trench, and this allows good control of the environmental conditions, and you can just turn it, but it's mechanically turned in the in-vessel composting. So backyard composting is usually what people do, and it's a great way to get, you know, rid of your weeds. Now, do you put weed seeds in, weeds with seeds into your compost?
Yes, I do. I put everything, just put all the plant portions in there, and I'm counting on it getting up to that 140 degrees, so it'll just kind of bake them out.
Exactly, and so it's a good way to do that. I wouldn't necessarily put in any of the sedges or the you know, sand spurs, because those dry out, and they're still kind of viable even if they get dried out. But, you know, I have seen them not decompose as quickly. Now, I've always thought that you put composting in full sun so that it gets really hot, but it gets just as hot in the shade.
Yeah, and that's because everything's breaking down. The bacteria in there causing the heat, and so it'll really actually heat up very high. And you know, sometimes you can even see compost piles steaming. They get so hot.
Yeah, that's incredible to see. And so you want to have, you know, a balanced ratio of green and brown, so that the green organic material that you want to put in there is grass clippings, food scraps. And when I say food scraps, I'm talking about, you can put in, you know, clean, washed, or you don't want to put anything oily or with meat in it, but shrimp tails, any kind of fish portions that have been washed off, eggs, eggshells, and manure. And you can compost pet manure if you get it hot enough. And so you can do that. The brown organic material includes dry leaves, wood chips, branches, dead leaves, flowers, straw, or even shredded newspaper. So you can do that, but it's got to be shredded. And from the kitchen, you could do any kind of the vegetable clippings, potatoes. I've gotten potatoes out of my compost pile, Tom. Have you?
Oh, I bet you have. A lot of people will get squash also. The seeds will germinate around the edges.
Exactly. And then so then you want to add a little bit of garden soil, one or two shovelfuls. Now, the size of the area, you know, if you want to just do it in the ground or on top of the ground, 3x3x3 is usually a good size, or 5x5x5. That's, you know, kind of small enough that the, you know, homeowner can usually turn it easily. And then pitchforks. Pitchforks are the best tool that you can use for it. And I have a great small pitchfork that's only about 4 feet long, and it does a great job. And then what's new on the market is the compost thermometers that you can get. And they're really cool, and they're not expensive.
Yeah, kind of like a meat thermometer with a long probe on it.
Yeah, and you can get them about $20, and it really helps you determine how hot it's getting.
Yeah, you know, we used to make compost when I was on the farm, and what we did, we just piled everything up and just sat there. And about 6 months to maybe 8 months, somewhere around there, it would really start to rot down. So you don't have to do a lot to make compost. A pile will rot. You will get compost out of it. And like you said, if you want to speed it up, you can turn it more often, put the extra soil and manure in there, and you'll get compost.
That's it. It will compost. You know, it happens, right?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
And so how do you do it? Well, the eggshells sometimes don't break down as easily, or it takes a long time. You can always put your food scraps in a blender, mix it up, add a little bit of water to it, and you can just pour that on top of your compost pile. But you want to have the layers. So you want to have the layers of individual brown and green, and then you want to make sure you add water to it. If it's not in the summertime and we're getting natural rain, you want to make sure that you do add water to it, because that's going to really help out. It's going to take about 1 to 2 months if you are working it. If you just like to leave it like Tom and I do, we just don't even look at it after a few months.
Yeah.
next year you'll be able to use it, and it takes about 6 months to 2 years to compost. So I'm going to put some sites on our Facebook page so that you can check it out and see some really neat pictures. And then how do you like to use your compost, Tom? We got about a minute.
Well, I like to work it into the soil if it's broken down well, or I'll use it as a mulch in the garden. So I could use it in potting soils, but I don't normally. Just work it into the garden, play with it there, or use it as a mulch. That's my favorite way.
Exactly. And that's what I do. And I do use it as a mulch. I like that really black dirt that you see and get out of it. And try and do some composting. If you don't have a large yard, you can do a bin, and you can get those bins right online, or some of the local extension offices do workshops, so you can do that. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we will start taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. If you'd like to go onto my newsletter and get the wildflower seeds or information that I send out every month, you can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, or just Google me, Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We got Tom and Joni here, and Kelly is waiting to take your phone calls. This is my favorite time where we can answer gardening questions. You want to call 407-916-5400, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And Tom, we have a lot of text messages.
We have a lot of text messages. It seems like that's the way everybody wants to communicate with us, and we're happy to have them. We did finish up the wildflower seeds, or they said they wanted to know if you could get transplants, and you can buy transplants of some wildflowers, right, Teresa?
You can. I would go to a native nursery. So look up the native nurseries on the FANN website, which is F-A-N-N. That's the Florida Association of Native Nurseries in your area, and you can find out who's selling wildflowers.
Good. Okay, here's the next one. How to get rid of reoccurring large, tight clusters of orange mushrooms in their landscape. You know, that could be mushroom root rot because they're out about now, and you might be a little concerned about it. Otherwise, I would just knock them over. The sprays that will control mushrooms are expensive. They start at about $400 just for the product with no guarantees. So, hopefully they're just saprophytic mushroom growing, fungus growing. Otherwise, just knock them over, and you certainly don't want pets eating them or anything like that.
I would say if it's on a tree, I'd be concerned. Call a certified arborist. If it's in your yard, just knock them over.
Yep. Here's one here for me. Do nematodes affect onion plants? You know, I have not seen nematodes affecting onion plants. I'm sure there's a nematode that will affect everything. But in general, the onions grow at the cooler time of the year when nematodes are not very active. So if you have onions you think are affected by them, check the roots. If they're swollen, that's root knot. But I have not. I've grown lots of onions, and I've not seen nematodes affecting onion plants. But you can probably look it up on the Internet, but it's not one I'm concerned about. If it's tomatoes and squash and cucumbers, yeah, they'll affect them, or okra. But we're growing the onions during the cooler time of year when it's normally not a real problem. Okay, here's one for you, Teresa.
Okay.
They've got the night-blooming jasmine, and it says it was lush, but suddenly it's all chewed up. What
yeah.
should they do?
That happens with night-blooming jasmine. And you know what? When you have night-blooming jasmines, they're flowering at night, and moths love them, and they lay their eggs right there. And so you want to use either a spinosad or BT and, get a leaf-chewing caterpillar control on your on your plants. It's something that happens. It's not going to die. It will come back. And so that's why I tell you to put the night-blooming jasmine in the back of the garden so you don't have to see it. But leaving the lights on at night, it's going to get eaten by moths.
Yeah, and the night-blooming jasmine, you may not even see the caterpillars. I find that when I walk up to them, they kind of drop out, and I'm looking, but you can see caterpillar excreta and things like that. But, those products that you mentioned, spinosad or spinosad and Theracide, they're all natural products, which is kind of nice.
Okay. We have some phone calls. Susan in Altamont Springs, please call back. But we have Lisa in Eustis. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. Hello. How can we help you?
Well, I have started recently dabbling, trying to grow some cactus, and they are not cooperating. Because I had tried some of the individual you know, plants that they have available. Basically, I'll have good luck with them for a few months, and then they'll just die.
So you're putting them in the ground or growing them in a pot?
In a pot.
Okay.
And
inside or outside?
Both. I've tried both. And finally, I bought like a pre-arranged and pre-potted mixture of cactus or cacti that was in like a 7-gallon pot. And I put it outside in an area where it got, you know, midday sun, rest time, I got shade, and it was able to get a little bit of rainwater, so it wasn't, you know, a lot of water. And I've had it. It's been perfect for 5 months. And now it got really dry because the rain's not coming, and I watered it a little, and now it is dying. And I can tell it's dying. I don't know what to do. The soil is dry all the time. So I'm afraid to put too much water in. I don't know what to do.
You know, my first thought is when you're talking about it being dry all the time, is that you give it a good soaking once and then you back off and wait until it dries again. My guess is it's a moisture problem. Teresa, what do you think?
I think it's a moisture problem. Do you have drainage in the pots?
There's rocks that are in the bottom of the pot, but it doesn't have holes in it. And then another... you know, coaster underneath. Is that what I need to do?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a drainage issue, Tom, the moisture issue, like you said, that the water's not getting out. You never have to put rocks or clay shards in the bottom of pots anymore. That's kind of a garden myth. And so you want to have good drainage and let it drain out so that water's still at the bottom there and it's wicking up. And so even if the top is still lightly sandy or dry, the roots, where the roots are, may be getting too much water. And if it's outside, and it's getting, we've had a lot of rain, and if it's not getting full sun at least 6 to 8 hours, then it's going to have a chance of getting too much moisture. Tom?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's got to be a moisture problem of some sort, and without drainage and good air movement down there, you're just setting up a rot situation.
Okay. So I do need to put it back at, like, because of the change of season, it's not getting as much sun anymore, so I need to move it too so that it's getting more sun again.
Yeah, and I've seen cactus grow in partial shade, but they're not getting any watering, supplemental watering at all.
Yeah, that's a key to it. It's a moisture problem, and I'd repot it, get a pot with bottom drainage in it, and then keep it in as bright light as possible.
Okay. Because of course, being so dry, I'm afraid to put it, you know, in a lot of sun because then it's just going to dry again, and then it's definitely
okay. They like being dry, Lisa.
Yeah,
they
cactus,
like being dry.
We're talking cactus. So let water it good, let it dry off, and sometimes, like Teresa says, a cactus will go weeks to months without water.
Especially during the wintertime. When the temperature is cool, they can go months without water. In fact, don't water your cactus at all during the wintertime if it's outside.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. Call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Yep.
Will do. Thank you.
Tom, you want to take some text messages?
Yeah, here's one here. It says, do I treat the area where I lost some St. Augustine to fungus before resodding? It said the area is just dirt now. This is from Brenda. And, you know, it probably does not work to treat the soil before you put down new sod, but here's what you do. You till the area. Try to get the area, if you can. I know if it's tree roots and everything, you're not going to be able to do it very well. At least you can rake it. But get the area worked up so the organisms are dispersed. Then lay your sod, and then after the area is sodded, have a fungicide put down. Or you can do it yourself. Normally we're putting down products such as Heritage, which is an oxystrobin, and you can get that in Scott's Disease X. Also, BioAdvance has a good lawn fungicide too. But the technique is to till up the area, add your new sod, and then go ahead and put your fungicide down. Just don't overwater it.
Yeah, I agree. And you don't have to till down too deep. You know, you don't want to bring the weed seeds up from the bottom, but, you know, till the first 3 to 5, 6 inches, and that'll be great. You know, it'll do well.
Yep. Okay. I hope that helps out a little bit. Okay. How are we doing? We're okay. Here's a good one for you. How long does cow compost last? I would assume it's composted cow manure, maybe. Or even just fresh cow manure, how long does cow compost last? So I've got an answer to that. Teresa, you want to try?
No. Tell us.
I would figure once it's in the soil, if you're using it, it's not going to last very long because the nutrients are going to be washed out. The organisms in the soil are going to break it down more. The plants are going to use it. If you've just got it in a bag, then it can last months or even years.
Years. In the bag when that plastic, I'm just telling you, Tom, when things are in plastic, like peanut butter sandwiches, they don't rot.
Yes, I can tell you. You've got experience with that. But in a bag, you know, fertilizer lasts a long, long, long time, years. Manure will last a long time. It may dry out. It's already dry, probably. But if it's in the ground or piled up, then it's going to start breaking down more and losing its nutrients. Just washing out.
That's it. Yeah. If you have a gardening question, you can call us at 407-916-5400. You can text Tom at 23680. Tom, we have about a minute. Do we have a quick text message?
How to control carpet grass. With carpet grass, we'll go through and try something like baking soda or pull it out, one or the other.
That's real quick there. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And now a thought from Barry Zeckelman, Chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries, who invites you to help this country make it here.
Dear America, let's manufacture a better future. Let's get back to looking for made in America on the things we buy. Let's bring back domestic manufacturing. Let's build the factories, warehouses, and businesses that build community. Might jumpstart the career of a recent grad, provides the family down the street with a decent paycheck, and real benefits, the kind that benefit us all. Let's give our economy a shot in the arm. Let's make it here. Let's make it made in America.
Zeckelman Industries is a family-owned 100% domestic manufacturing company. Makers of innovative steel structures and products that lets the water flow, keeps the lights on, and helps builders build. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about bringing back domestic manufacturing to this country. Get involved at Zeckelman.com.
visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website. We have a page strictly for listening, and you can hear it there, or you can go to iHeartRadio, iTunes, and even Amazon. You can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. Tom, let's go right to the phone calls. We have Richard in Sanford. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Yes, how can we help you?
I have a navel tree that's just, it seems like it keeps going downhill. And I wonder if it's got the green.
I'm going to guess it probably does. Hard to find a citrus tree that doesn't have greening, especially if it just keeps fading away like that. Look at the leaves. If the leaves are kind of a green with yellowing dispersed in them, guess is
dropping,
you got green.
They're dropping oranges and...
Yep.
They just don't seem like to stay on. Parts are dying off.
Yeah, I think you're going to do. I think you're
the help
tree
just trim them up.
I doubt it.
No, it's not going to recover.
Yeah, I think you're in a new tree business, Richard. I'm sorry to say. Yeah, so let this one rest in peace. Yeah.
All right.
But my tomatoes are doing well.
Okay.
I just put beef masters and big boys in.
Well, that's gardening for you. Remember Ed said his cucumbers went bad. My squash have not done well. And so your tomatoes are doing well, but your citrus said that's regretfully, that's farming.
Yeah.
Take care.
Well,
blessed. Take care, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How can we help?
Hello, Roy.
Hey, top of the morning, you guys.
Yes, top of the morning.
You guys were talking about composting, and we watch... Well, a lot of them are sisters, the dogs. I'm talking about dogs. I'm sorry. And we watch our adult children's dogs, so we have five dogs a lot of time over here.
Wow.
Is it all right to compost dog manure?
Teresa, you mentioned that.
Yeah, you can. You want to make sure that you're doing it correctly so that it gets hot enough to break down all of the ingredients, the organic material. So, yeah, you can do it.
Oh, I talked to a European guy, and his wife belonged to a garden club. And he says he didn't know what to tell them. They all wanted to know what they did to their soil. And he says he dug a ditch and put all the dog manure in there. But he didn't know if they should tell him what he did or not.
Manure is manure is manure. And
that's
thing about pets eating and dogs, but they eat meat. That's the difference.
Well,
the only meat they
eat is chicken.
Right, but it's still meat, and so it can still have salmonella and bacteria in it, and that's where getting it hot enough. I would get a compost thermometer and make sure that that compost is getting to the 140 degrees. Anything up to 160 is great. It will kill all the bacteria.
Yep.
Great. I guess I got to get a meat thermometer.
It's called a composting thermometer.
Thermometers now.
I would not get a meat thermometer in case you're looking for the meat thermometer and you say, oh, there's one outside.
So,
yeah.
meat thermometer.
I would get a
everybody
compost
comes over
thermometer.
For Sunday dinner, and I'm either grilling or smoking, and I use a meat thermometer for that, not for the compost.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. All right. Thank you so much, Roy. Tom, okay. What do we have on the text line?
Okay. We've got a lot of insects feeding out there, and I didn't ask it about insects, and I had meant to. It says, what is eating the leaves of my cabbage seedlings? What can I spray? And there's a companion question to this one here. It says, what is eating my zucchini leaves? They look like a sieve. And so, again, dollars of donuts, that's going to be caterpillars, right?
It is going to be caterpillars. And again, I'm just going to mention the nightlights. You know, if you have a vegetable garden, you know, try not to have any nightlights because that attracts the caterpillars or attracts the moths, which will then lay the cabbage loopworm and things like that.
Yeah. And so you're out there with either Thuricide, which is a natural product, or spinosad or spinosad, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And they're available at garden centers. The one product I like with the spinosad happens to be Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. And that's Bonide has that one in their line there. But Fertilome has one. Southern Ag has one. And what it contains is spinosad or spinosad. And it'll control thrips. It'll control leaf miner, sometimes squash bugs. But it's getting the larva of the moths. And so, and even though you're talking about cabbage seedlings, I had a broccoli and cauliflower, and I just have some little seedlings I'm growing as transplants. Daggone if there wasn't a cabbage worm in there. It's just amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's kind of, disheartening, but you know what? That's the life cycle. You know, we got to, just thank goodness we have these products that we can put on them that are safe, they're organic, and, 100 years ago, they didn't have these things.
That's right. Hey, listen, we did get a call, not a call, but a text message says you're off the air right now. That happens. Some of our local affiliates have some problems. And so, Teresa, you said they can go ahead and tune us in, right?
They can go on betterlawns.com and they can download the MP3s and listen to them on their own time, or you can go on iHeartRadio or on iTunes, Amazon, and you can hear the programs. And then we always post them on the Facebook page and you can click on that and listen to it. So there's a number of different ways, including my website, she-consulting.com. You can find them, and so you don't have to lose out, and then you can hear them on your own time.
There you go. Or you get up on your local station. They often have live listening also, which is good. Yep.
We have just about a minute, Tom. Do we take a quick text message?
Let's see here. Bought some starter seed mix. Was mostly wood chips. What's better? Hard for me to believe starter seed mix is got a lot of wood chips in it. That's just like a regular potting mix. What you want to buy is a germination mix. And that will be all fine, a lot of vermiculite in it or perlite. So you want a germination mix. Hard to believe the starter seed mix has a lot of wood chips, I would think.
Yeah, I agree. You still have time for your phone calls, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you missed any of the part of Better Lawns and Gardens program today, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on listen to download the show, or you can hear it on your favorite app, iTunes or iHeartRadio. Tom, we have a text message.
Yeah, I want to get this one in. It's about the thujas, which is the arborvitaes. They say, are they good for Central Florida? They live in Howie in the Hills, Florida. And my guess is they're seeing the ads for the American arborvitae that come out periodically. We do grow the globe arborvitae somewhat, but the American arborvitae just doesn't do well here. It doesn't get cold enough for it.
It doesn't get cold, and it's a little humid, and the moisture that doesn't. They like to be dry, so I agree with that. Let's go to Kurt in Kissimmee. Good morning, Kurt. We've only got a few minutes.
Hello, Kurt. How can we help you?
Yeah. So this is a kind of a multi-layer question about grass. I'm from California originally, and in California, St. Augustine would be considered weeds. It would be considered, intrusive to your grass. And one of the reasons my dad won't even move here is because everybody's got that grass everywhere. It's not comfortable to walk on. It's not good to play on for kids. It's not dense. It's not anything good. So my question is in regards to, like, Zoysia, for example. You know, that's known to be super soft and dense, and it kind of deals with any kind of weather. Why is St. Augustine so prevalent everywhere, and it's not even good grass to sort of enjoy? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you get used to it, and it actually becomes good grass after a while. But it's
I've
durable.
Seen beautiful St. Augustine lawns that are gorgeous.
Yeah. Very durable, easy to grow.
But, I don't see anyone attempting to do anything other than that.
There's zoysia, there's bahia. If you want zoysia, my recommendation is go ahead and grow it, but just make sure you learn how to grow it. Zoysia goes by different rules than St. Augustine. So get zoysia, a lot of good zoysia varieties out there. And we talked about one last week, Icon, but Empire is probably still king.
Yeah, I agree.
Will Zoysia choke out? Will Zoysia choke out St. Augustine?
No, probably not. They'll compete pretty much together. You can do some things to the mix to take out the St. Augustine from the Zoysia. So if you want the Zoysia, you can get the St. Augustine out of it.
There you go. Thank you so much, Kurt.
Got to run.
Right. We have Carol. Good morning, Carol, in Winter Park. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I have a very large Coccus pomosus palm tree, and these beautiful bright yellow seeds are coming down. Can I plant those and grow another tree?
Oh, yeah.
They do propagate, yes.
It'll take a while for them to germinate. If you want to speed it up, get that orange coating off the outside of them there. But it seems like I recollect it's still going to take a couple of months for them to come up. But, yeah, you can grow tons of them.
Well, I have some Miracle-Grow potting soil. Would that work?
Yeah, any potting soil would work. Or they'll come up in the ground, either one. They germinate very readily.
Take a nail file and scrape the seed so you can get underneath that first top layer that's really tough.
Yeah, get the outer coating off and then just nick the seeds and you'll be fine.
Thank you very much.
All right,
You're
Carol,
welcome.
Thank you. Tom, do we have text messages?
Yeah, I got plenty here for us. Here's one. My sky pencil cactus plant has some dying branches. How can I save it? What do you think?
I don't know. They're really tough. I really see them start to decline after 2 to 3 years. And it's because of the lack of air circulation. They can get spider mites. And so I would just fungal problems. So I would just make sure you're taking care of it correctly, cut out the bad parts, and make sure it's getting fertilizer.
Yep. Okay, here's another one for you. It says, I'm getting lots of mushrooms in the Zoysia and Bermuda. Can I spray a fungicide? This is Tim in Lake Nona. My first thoughts on that, the mushroom's not going to cause any harm. As the rainy season goes away, so will the mushrooms go away. There are fungicides for this, but the fungicide cost starts at about $400 just to get the product. And my guess is, there's no warranty that it's going to work. Sometimes just aerating the soil will help also. Teresa?
Yeah, I would. We're going into our dry season, and we're not going to see mushrooms till next summer. So it's something that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah. Teresa, we've had a lot of questions. Here's another one here about chewing insects on their vegetables. And so what do you think?
I think go organically. Use something with BT, dipel thuricide, bioadvanced, spinosad, and make sure, just to follow the label instructions.
Yep, sounds good. Yep. And one more follow-up. All those leaves that are falling that you were talking about, turn them into compost. I use them as mulch. I go around. I'm the little elf that goes around picking up bags of leaves.
That's a great way to do it. Find somebody who's already bagged and done all the hard work, and you take them home and compost them.
Yeah,
and
they'll put them in clear bags. That would be kind of
exactly.
Nice.
Tom, we want to thank Ed Thralls, Orange County Extension Agent. Joni, thank you for the information on butterflies. And Kelly, you've done a great job today. Thank you so much. Thank you to all our callers and texters. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Morning.